Crystal's Vintage Anywhere is putting on a mini. No, not a mini skirt, a mini episode. And here it is, right now. Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Episode number 108. And now, redefining the mini, here's Brian Michael Page.
Let's journey.
Hello and welcome, Ego Sum Brianni Smigaelis Pagina. We are in our 108th episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. This is going to be a shorter one here today. This is the first of our series of mini episodes. First, our suggestion box for the Vigil Mass of Christmas, followed by our reflection on the second of our 7-0 antiphons. Any faster, you'll think I pressed the fast forward button. Anyways, here we go.
Speedy delivery. It's the Crystal's Vintage Anywhere suggestion box.
For the next four shows, this one included, we'll be planting our suggestions for each of the four masses of Christmas. Yes, four masses of Christmas, as opposed to one. Now, Christmas is a holy day of obligation, but you only have to attend one of those masses. And you can choose from the Vigil Mass, usually celebrated at a late afternoon or early evening hour on Christmas Eve, or, of course, the Midnight Mass. However, that sadly these days in many parishes lands up getting celebrated either 10 or 11 p.m. instead. To me, Midnight Mass is celebrated exactly then, midnight. However, if you're up early enough on Christmas morning, some churches also have a nice early Mass at dawn. And then finally, there's the most common Mass of Christmas morning, the Mass during the day. Now, traditionally, the Vigil Mass of Christmas was not included as one of the actual Christmas Masses, but was its own separate entity. The celebration of Christmas actually began at midnight. Today, the Vigil Mass will fulfill your obligation for attending Mass at Christmas, just as much as it will the other three Masses for Christmas. That is, midnight, at dawn, or during the day. Today's suggestion box will focus particularly on the Vigil Mass. Though many standard Christmas carols are suitable for use at any of the Masses, the suggestions raised here are of particular importance for the Vigil Mass. Now, starting with the introit of the day, Hodie Scietis, quia veniet Dominus et salvabit nos, et mane videbitis gloriam eus. And the verse, Domini est terra, est plenitudo eus. Orbis terrarum et universi qui habitat in eo. Today you will know that the Lord is coming to save us, and tomorrow you will see his glory. And the verse, the Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all who dwell in it. Now, hymn-wise, the most obvious title would be a selection in Worship 2 called Tomorrow Christ is Coming, which is set to the Ralph Vaughan Williams tune, King's Lynn. Personally, I've always been a fan of just about any hymn tune by Vaughan Williams, even King's Lynn. However, the text, by the way, written by Fred Kahn in 1966, seems to show a lot more gloom than the introit calls for. Matter of fact, it tends to lean a lot towards that social justice theme that some of the progressives tend to push for. So there's a lot more of that than anything else. Truthfully, a better choice in terms of a tomorrow theme would be The King Shall Come When Morning Dawns. The gradual for the day starts out the same, Hodie Scietis quia veniet Dominus et salvabit nos, et mane videbitis gloriam eus. And then it continues with Psalm 80, or 79 in the Vulgate, qui regis Israel intende, qui deducis ovem Joseph, qui sede super cherubim, apare coram Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Today you will know that the Lord is coming to save us, and tomorrow you will see his glory. O shepherd of Israel, hear us, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You who are enthroned above the cherubim, appear before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. And now, just like the intro, the gradual still seems to imply that Advent theme here, more of an Advent theme, asking for the Lord, the Shepherd of Israel, to come, to appear, as opposed to already celebrating his birth. These propers are bearing a theme of, he hasn't come yet, but he will tomorrow. Now, if you're using the responsorial psalm option, that one is, forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord, and that goes with select verses of Psalm 89. The Alleluia verse, you'll see the same theme going here. Tomorrow the wickedness of the earth will be destroyed, and the Savior of the world will reign over us. And this appears in both the Graduale and Lectionary for Mass options. You know, it's again, not now, but tomorrow. The offertory of the day. Tolite portas principes vestras, et elevamini porte eternales, et introibit rex gloriae. Lift up your gates, ye princes, be raised high, ye eternal gates, and the King of Glory will enter in. This would lead me to the hymn, Lift Up Your Heads, Ye Mighty Gates. The tune normally used with that is called Truro. The communion of the Christmas Vigil. Revelabitur gloria Domini, et videbit omnis caro salutari Dei nostri. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh will see the salvation which comes from our God. Now, if you're lucky enough to get a good vigil choir together, then I would definitely recommend the chorus and the glory of the Lord from Handel's Messiah. So you see, all these tomorrow themes explain pretty much why the Vigil Mass for Christmas really at one time wasn't considered a Christmas Mass, but more of the ending of Advent. Now let's look at some of the hymns suggested by the Cantica Nova website. All of these, except for one, actually support the Nativity, the odd man out being Savior of the Nations Come, which is definitely an Advent hymn. The rest of these are definitely Christmas hymns. The first one listed here is the chant, A Child is Born in Bethlehem, or you can use its original Latin, Puer Natus in Bethlehem. And this is normally sung to a Mode 1 chant tune. Infant Holy, Infant Lowly, lovely traditional Polish carol. Of the Father's Love Begotten, this is definitely one of my favorites at Christmas. This is sung to the Mode 5 chant tune called Divinum Mysterium. And then finally, Once in Royal David City. I use this often, especially for the Solemnity of the Holy Family. The tune for this one, by the way, is called Irby, I-R-B-Y. Beautiful little tune. It's almost lullaby-like, really. Now, the planning page from Cantica Nova also has a little line at the bottom supporting the tomorrow theme. And you read this right at the bottom of that planning page there. I'll leave a link in the show notes. Tie in the symbols of the Advent Jesse tree with today's liturgy. Some Advent carols, especially those with a final Christmas verse, are perfect for this Mass. And we'll be back. Don't do this at church. Today we present the second of our seven-part series on the O Antiphons. Today's antiphon is O Adonai.
Adonai,
Adonai, and leader of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the fire of the burning bush, and gave him the law on Sinai. Come and redeem us with an outstretched arm. Couple of prophecies from Isaiah. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our ruler. The Lord is our king. He will save us. A couple of short passages from Exodus that might relate to this as well. The angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in a flame of fire, out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up with me to the mountain and wait there, and I will give you the tables of stone with the law and the commandment, which I have written for their instruction." And finally, this passage from Psalm 98. King David writes, "The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice, and his peoples with equity."
Veni, veni, Adonai, qui populo in Sinai, legem de disti vetice. In majestate gloriae, Gaude, Emmanuel, nascetur pro te Israel.
I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in tomorrow as we reflect on the third of our O Antiphons and open our suggestion box for Midnight Mass. In the meantime, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace, man.
Unus, duo, tres, cuatro.
Featured Anywhere as a member of Disciples with Microphones, The B Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and Oh yeah, the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Made on a crappy PC.